In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Water can do many things for us. Water can make things grow, like plants, for example. Water nourishes us, it quenches a thirst that we have as human beings. Water cleanses, water washes us, water purifies us. Right? Water has many different purposes, and all are really essential to the way that we live. But most importantly, without water, we die. Without drinking water every day, right? We will hurt ourselves. And if we don't drink water for many days, our body won't be able to handle it, and unfortunately, we will die. Right? So naturally, just every day, there's at least got to be a couple of times where water is on our mind. We have to drink water. For example, yesterday, I was at a gas station in the morning. I was really, really thirsty. And the gas station, there was fridges outside of it, and the main area where you can go and pay was closed. So I opened the fridge, I grabbed the water bottle, and I couldn't wait to drink it. And I go, and the door was locked. And I'm like, I need water right now. You know, someone's gotta accept my money. And then I was waiting, I was really thirsty. After like 5 minutes, the lady comes, she opens the door, and I got to pay for my water, and I got to drink it, and I was really happy about it. Anyway, that was my water story about how thirsty I was and why we need water. So if natural water is something of a necessity, what about supernatural water? What about water that in the gospel passage, the water that we hear about is living water? Living water that Jesus presents himself as the one who is going to give it to us. The one that who is going to quench our thirst. Right? Jesus says, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He says, the one who believes in him, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Right, so Jesus presents himself as the source of living water that we need. The one who is to provide us with fulfilling a different kind of desire that our hearts are craving. Similar to water, our hearts need something as well. Our hearts desire something untangible. Desire something greater than any material thing on this earth. And Jesus says he is the one to make us satisfied. He's the one to satisfy our hearts with his living water. But we can ask ourselves, how many of us who are spiritually thirsty, how many of us are going to Jesus to be nourished? How many of us are going to the source? Are we spending time with him so that he can provide us with this living water? How many of us are reading scripture daily to be nourished by God's word? Where are we in relation to us seeking out the living water that Jesus has to offer? And we know where it's at. We know where we can receive it. It's in the church. The church becomes the place where we can receive it. And it can be as something as simple as coming to Mass 10 minutes early. Right? There is peace inside of the church. If you go to any of our adoration chapels around in El Cajon, You'll see that it's mostly empty. When it's empty, it's quiet, it's silent. Right? And that silence can be beautiful because it's just you and God, you and the Lord. You and the one who at that moment is there to satisfy your heart, is there to calm us down, especially when we're experiencing anxiety, heartache, trouble, whatever it is. He's the one to provide that peace, the one to provide us with what we need to be satisfied. Right? God is waiting for us in the church. And when we believe in Him and go to Him to receive it, He will give us something in return. He will not only quench our thirst, but He will give us the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is on us, inside of us, we can share that living water with those around us, with our families, with our friends, with those that we love. The people during the time of Jesus, they were divided. They couldn't figure out who Jesus was. Right? The gospel explains that some of them wanted to arrest Him and kill Him. And others followed Him. Right? There was a lot of division. Essentially, if you weren't with Jesus, you were against Him. Right? That's how popular He was. And that stance is somewhat the same today. If we're not seeking Jesus, if we're not with Him, if we're not living in a way that shows that we're at least trying to receive Him, then we're probably living a life that's against Him. But doesn't have to be that way. We can seek Him, we can go to Him to fulfill us, and He will provide us with that peace that we want. Brothers and sisters, when we approach Christ today in the Eucharist, let us recognize that all we could want is Him, and all we could need is Him. He can provide that water, that living water that will satisfy our hearts. Because He provides something greater than natural water. He provides us with Himself. Amen.